Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
God bless you and welcome to yet another episode of The Set Voice. I know that it's really, really been a long time and, you know, I've not been prompt in delivering as we promised from the beginning, ensuring that we continue to give you the will and the mind of God, you know, through this podcast. As a pastor, it's really, really been, you know, a lot of work, and it's really, really been a busy year for myself and family and the work of God. But then it is about time that when we remember what we were called to do and we live it, we just come back and pick it from there. So to all my faithful listeners, to those of you that have been listening to my podcast throughout the whole year, I just want to say that God bless you. Thank you for your consistency. And, you know, thank you for coming back to listen once again to what the Lord has to share with us and what the Lord has for us. Today, I want to speak on something that I feel is very, very, very important. I want to speak on the subject of the relevance of building a spiritual defense. The relevance of building a spiritual defense. Now, why do I want to speak on this subject? Because most of the time, we are all very, very, very much preoccupied with building. Building, whether it's our lives, whether it's a career, whether it's a relationship, a prayer life, you know, a business. You know, life is constantly about building. Life is constantly about bringing something to the fore. It's constantly about doing what God is calling you to do. And, you know, with a year ending, a new year about to begin, one of the things that is going to be predominant, one of the sermons we are going to be hearing most often, you know, some of the things that we are going to be preoccupied with is building, building what God has called us to do. You know, there are some of you, God is calling you to build a business. There are some of you, God is going to call you to build businesses, to build a relationship, to build a lifestyle, to build a brand. And all of these things, you know, are very, 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 very important. But one of the things that I've recognized is that most of the time, people build, but not many of the things that are built last. I've seen people begin so many things in life, whether it's a ministry or starting a relationship, trying to build something together with somebody. And what happens is that sometimes it's just a matter of months or years. And by the time you recognize, you know, what was built technically just, you know, corrodes or fades out. And by the time you recognize, you know, it does not exist anymore. And as I was, you know, pondering over many things, I heard the Holy Spirit telling me, begin to teach your people how to build spiritual defense. And this is a subject that I, you know, intend to teach my sons and my daughters, my mentees in the faith, to teach the church. But I thought that I would just bring a little bit of that into these podcasting sessions so that people, you know, that are, you know, very, very much in tune in listening to, you know, the little wisdom nuggets that God shares through me would also at least have be able to have, you know, a glimpse of this. And as they plan their year and as they look forward to another amazing year, they also understand that it's not just a matter of building, but in other, God is calling us to build things that will last. I love, you know, the scripture in John, the chapter number 15, when Jesus says that, have I not called you that you go and bear fruit, that your fruit would remain? Now, Jesus was staying in this statement to basically ensure that it's one thing to bear fruit, that it's another thing to ensure that the fruit remains. So for instance, let's say you have a tomato farm or garden, and you know, you work throughout the whole year tilling the soil, putting the seeds on the ground, and, you know, pouring out water, fertilizer, and everything that you possibly need to ensure that, you know, the tomato seed on the ground comes out, shoots out as a tree and pops up with fruits. And you basically go and you pluck these tomatoes, which you've planted and watered and worked on throughout the whole year. Now, just the fact that these tomato seeds have germinated and has grown into a tree and you've had fruits come out of it does not mean that the work is done. Now, one of the things that you need to do is that you just have to ensure that the tomato tree does not just bear fruit, but you have to ensure that the fruit which was born remains. And this is where you need things like, you know, a fridge, a refrigerator, and things like that to ensure that, you know, the tree or the fruit that came out of the tree that you planted eventually is kept. So you put these tomatoes in a refrigerator to prolong it for a long time. Now, what happens is that if you don't have these methods or modes or mechanisms of preservation, what is going to happen is that eventually the fruits that you labored to harvest is going to rot, because there is no, you know, there is no avenue for you to basically ensure that it is preserved. And this is where it's very important that we begin to understand that it is not just about bearing fruits, but the fruits must remain. It's not just about building things, but the things that we are building, if it's a family, if it's a relationship, it's a business, if it's a ministry, God is calling us not to do things that would exist today and it will be outdated, or it will be nullify or null and void or obsolete tomorrow. If God is calling us to build things, it's because he wants us to build these things in dimensions and ways that would outlive us, would live for generations to come. And in order for this to be able to happen, we have to make sure that we don't just build, but we also have to securely defend what we have built, or build, you know, a spiritual or physical defense around that which God has, you know, implanted or placed upon our heart to build. You know, the scripture I want us to look at is the book of Psalm 127, the verse number 1. The Bible says that except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep or watch over the city, the watchmen watch in vain. Now, the Bible over here is talking about two dimensions of God. It tells us that God is a builder and a watcher. The Bible says that except the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain, and except the Lord watch over the house, the watchmen watch in vain. I have seen so many people, you know, that come to me and ask, you know, how do you stay consistent for so many years? How is it that, you know, for so many years in your walk with God, you've stuck to your message, you've stuck to your value, and whilst people keep coming and going and they are falling in and out of the way, you still remain relevant over these seasons? And the secret is simple. All of us are builders, but not all of us have the capacity or the mindset to secure or defend that which we are building. You know, when you go through our workplaces, our communities, our cities, all of these kind of places, you recognize that when people build businesses, they don't just build businesses, they hire security men to just keep guard over the buildings, even when the employees are finished and they have gone home. Why? Because they know that it is one thing to bring in your workers to work out throughout the whole day, but if you don't have, you know, the defense that is needed to guard what you are working, by the time you come, thieves would break through and then they would just, you know, steal your work, destroy your work. And by the time you recognize, you have come back to square zero. Why? Because the very things that you built are gone or they are stolen. The devil in this season is not just hampering people from building, but the devil in this season is also going to come and steal from people what they are building. The Bible says in the book of John, the chapter number 10, that the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. As I said, the Bible says that the Lord builds the house, but the Lord also watches the house. In the book of Nehemiah, the chapter number 4, the verse number 13, Nehemiah says, therefore I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Now, what's happening? Nehemiah technically is beginning to tell us of how he built the walls. And he says that apart from building, one of the things that he does is that he positions men to defend the wall which is being built. Nehemiah understood that it's one thing to build, but if he does not position men on these walls to protect and to preserve that which was being built, the enemy was going to basically come through and break it. And this is why I want you to understand, don't start what you are not willing to defend. Don't start a relationship that you are not willing to defend till it completes the purpose for which God has sanctioned it to be. Don't start a business that will not last the test of time. Don't even dare of beginning a ministry that will not see longevity, because God in this season is not just calling us to bear fruits. He's calling us to bear fruits that would remain. He's not just calling us to build things. He's calling us to build things that would last. Now, somebody is saying, would ask me, why do I need to build my spiritual defense? Why do you need to build your spiritual defense, you know, for the things God is calling to you to build in this season? Why do you need to build up your spiritual defense for the things that God is going to be calling you to build? Why do you need to build a defense for that business? Why do you need to build a defense for that marriage? Why do you need to build a defense for that relationship? Why do you need to build a defense for that ministry? Number one, four reasons why you must build a spiritual defense. Number one, because you need to ensure that your labor is not in vain. You've got to ensure that your labor is not in vain. The Bible says that we should not be weary in doing good because our labor would not be in vain. You see, if you don't defend what you are starting, if you don't defend what you are building, or if you don't defend what you are getting yourself involved in, what is going to happen is that eventually your efforts, your labor is going to be in vain. If what you are building does not last, then the years you've spent, the resources you spent in building, and the time of even the people you have connected with or connected to in building this is eventually going to be in vain. And I'm sure that in this year and in the years that are coming, you don't want to waste time for the sake of it. Time is of essence. The Bible says that we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. And that is why if I want to be involved in anything, I want to be involved in something that is going to last. So number one, you need to build your spiritual defense around whatever God is calling you to build in this season, because you don't want your labor to be in vain. The number two reason why we need to build our spiritual defenses or secure our spiritual defenses in the areas or the things that God is calling us to build in this season is because we want to break cycles and give ourselves continuity. We want to break cycles of disappointment. We want to break cycles of discouragement. You see, when you begin to do things and the things you are doing are not working, if the things are not lasting, imagine that you just started a business and after a year, the business collapsed. Your capital, your money is gone. Your time is gone. Your effort is gone. Imagine you've been in several relationships and they've all ended and it does not go anywhere. What happens is that it becomes a cycle of disappointment and it gives you discouragement of even trying to, you know, start again. And one of the reasons why, or the second reason why, you have to be willing to build your spiritual defenses and guard the things that God is calling you to build in this season is because you want to break these cycles of disappointment and grant yourself and your life continuity. Continuity means that you give yourself the ability to progress, you know, to have a progressive journey and to ensure that whatever you are doing is moving forward, is not stalling, neither is it deteriorating. Now, the third reason why it's very important that we build our spiritual defenses is that we have to ensure that what we are building last. God is calling us in this season to build things that will last. If it's a revival that we are praying for, we want a revival that would be lasting. If it's a business we want to build, we want a business that is lasting. If it's a marriage, we want the type of marriage that would only come to an end when death do us apart. And death would do us apart in the season where it has not, because anything is fighting us to die prematurely. And this is why the third reason why we have to, you know, ensure that our spiritual defenses are up and going is because we want to ensure that what we are building is lasting. Now, the final reason why we need to ensure that, you know, we build our spiritual defenses is that we want to establish a new and lasting paradigm. To ensure a new and lasting paradigm. paradigm. What do I mean by a new and lasting paradigm? Imagine you are, you know, surrounded by people that are failing. You are surrounded by family that is failing. You are surrounded by friends that are failing. You are surrounded by businesses that are failing. You are surrounded by businesses, ministries that are failing. It's even discouraging for people to even dream again. It's discouraging for people to even think of embarking on their own journey because the only example they have is that of failure. People who are coming from broken homes don't even have motivation to be married. People that have come from abusive homes don't know if even find a reason why they should even, you know, fall in love in the first place. Why? Because all they know about love and relationships is nothing but pain. Now, what happens is that if you decide that, listen, when I get into a relationship, when I get into a business, when I get into, you know, a ministry or whatever it is that God is going to call me to do in this season, I'm going to build my spiritual defense. Why? Because I want to establish a new and a lasting paradigm. I want to establish something new. I want to give people hope to see that, listen, it's all not dark and gloomy. I want to give people hope that, listen, it is possible to start something and then it would end. It is possible, you know, to do something and that thing will be long lasting. What happens is that you now establish a new and lasting paradigm and give people parameters and hope as to what they would have to look at and to look for. And this is the reason why God is calling you not just to build in this season, but he's calling you to also defend what you are building. Remember, the Bible says that except the Lord builds the house, you know, the builders would build in vain. And except the Lord watches over the house, the watchman would watch in vain. I started by saying God is not just a builder, he's also a watcher. God is not just a builder, he's also a defender. The Bible says that he that watches over Israel, he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He did not just build Israel, he watches over Israel. He did not just create us, he watches over us. And that is why you've got to ensure that in this season, whatever I am starting, it will last. And why would it last? Because I am willing to defend it with everything, every fiber, every blood, every vein, everything in me, every cell, every tissue. I am willing to defend it with at all costs to ensure that what I am building will last and it will remain. Now, somebody will ask Pastor Randolph, you know, I want to build and I agree with all the things that you are saying, but how do I build these spiritual defenses? I want to give you eight strategies in this season that if you decide to apply that, not only would you start something, but that which you are starting is going to remain. And I can tell you, I'm telling you this from an experience perspective. It is how I have moved on with my life. It's how I've secured my family. It is how I've guarded everything that God has committed into my hands in these years. And if only you would, you know, commit these strategies into use and walk and run with them, I'm telling you, you will not just start things, but the things that you are starting to build are things that are going to be lasting. How do you build your spiritual defense? Number one, be prayerful. Be prayerful. I say this to people all the time. What you start by prayer, sustain by prayer. When we pray for our businesses, when we pray for our relationship, when we pray for our ministries, we allow the supernatural hand of God, we allow the divine hand of God, we allow the supernatural to invade our natural. We allow God to technically come through for us. We allow, you know, the host of heaven and the angels of heaven to, you know, surround us. I love the story of Elisha and Gehazi. The Bible says that when Elisha and Gehazi were surrounded by the enemies and Gehazi began to panic, Elisha prayed and told God, open his eyes. And the Bible says that when Gehazi's eyes were open, he saw that those that were with them were more than those that were against them, and that, you know, there were chariots of angels that were surrounding them. Elisha was calm because he could see in the spirit. Gehazi Came later. Why? Because Elisha prayed for him. And when he prayed, his eyes were open and he recognized that in the physical, they were surrounded by angels that they could not see spirit, you know, physically, but were available spiritually. Number one, be prayerful. In this season, you cannot afford not to be prayerful. You cannot afford to let down your guard. It's very, very important and essential that whatever you are starting in this season, if it's a business, if it's a relationship, if it's a ministry, if it's a job, whatever, prayerfully defend it. When you pray, you allow the hand of God to come in and secure it for you. Number two, do not be ignorant of your enemy. Do not be ignorant of the enemy. The Bible says that, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. It is very, very dangerous, you know, to build and not to know the enemy, you know, that comes against people that build these type of things. If it is a relationship, know what fought your mother and father. Know what is fighting people in that bloodline. If it is a business, study what made your competitors fail and study what has caused other people who have started similar businesses run out of the way. It is not just about your skill. It is also about understanding what is causing other people in that to fail. If it is a ministry that you are trying to build, understand why are other people, you know, failing in other areas of this same kind of ministry. Do not be ignorant of the enemy. Now, what happens is that the moment you know the enemy, you know what strategies you need to employ to combat the enemy. Because what you use to combat a thief is not the same you use to combat an armed robber. Because these people have different modes of operation. You know, a thief just comes to steal, hiding, but an armed robber comes openly with the intention of not just taking what you have, but killing you and, you know, destroying your life in the end. And that is why you need to be able to understand who your enemy is, what fights people that have started the things that you have started, you know, what has fought people that began after you, before you. And the moment you are, you know, aware of the enemy, you would exactly know what kind of strategies to employ to fight this enemy. Then number three, do not relax. Many people relax too quickly. When they begin to see a little success, they begin to see the business just being a little bit successful, the ministry just being a little bit successful. When they begin to see the marriage flourishing and they going through a season of peace, they begin to forget that they need to continuously guard what they are building. Do not relax. The enemy is always looking for an opportune moment to strike. The Bible says in the book of Luke that when the devil tried Jesus and couldn't get him, he left him for an opportune time to return and to strike again. Do not relax. Never ever be in that season where you felt like, I've done enough, you know, I've achieved enough, I've succeeded enough, and it is time to rest. In the realm of the spirit, we don't take vacations. There are no holidays in the realm of the spirit. I'm not saying that don't rest physically, but do not relax. Make sure that constantly you are building, constantly you are striving, constantly you are guarding, and constantly you are alert. Do not relax. Number four, connect with intercessors. Connect with intercessors. Nehemiah did not defend the building of the wall alone. Nehemiah said he brought in families and guards to guard that which was built. Connect with intercessors. You know, in our companies, we don't just have builders. We also have security men. What do these companies do? They go and employ these people to basically, you know, guard the safety of this place. Connect with intercessors. Look for other brothers and sisters in the faith, you know, to pray with you, to stand with you, to guard with you, and to sustain you. Do not fight this battle alone. Connect with intercessors. Then point number five, how to build your spiritual defense. Be humble. Be humble. Fall, pride. When the moment you begin to see pride setting in, fall is just on the way. You know, when people get to a place where they become prideful, they become like, you know, they know too much. They feel like, you know, they know better than anybody. What now begins to happen to them is that they begin to fail or they begin to fall. Be humble. When you are humble, you keep on being alert. You keep on being watchful and you don't begin to think that you've arrived. It gives you the urge to continually build because you know that you have not arrived yet. That point number six, do not lose sight of why you built what you've built. Most of the time, people forget the reason why they are doing what they are doing. And they begin to lose focus. And the moment they begin to lose focus, the enemy will divert your attention. And by the time you've recognized, you've fallen and you failed. Do not lose sight of why you are building what you have built. Let the reason or purpose for your building be your eternal motivation. Do not stop. Do not relax. Do not lose fact or do not lose sight of why you are building what you have built, and continuously remind yourself each and every single day why God has called you to build that. If, for instance, your relationship is to ensure that the will of God is done, you know, in the nation, you don't look at what your partner is doing, you look at the purpose. And that means that no matter what the enemy throws, you know, against the two of you, the purpose continually to be become, the purpose continually becomes, you know, the unification or the unifying factor why you people strive to continue. The point number seven, rely on the strength and direction of the Holy Ghost. Rely on the strength and the direction of the Holy Ghost. What do I mean? Every single day, you've got to go to the Holy Spirit and ask Him, what do you want me to do today? The Bible says that, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Go to the Holy Spirit every morning for strength. Go to Him every morning for, you know, instruction. Go to Him every morning for direction. Continuously rely on the strength and the direction of the Holy Spirit. What it means is that when you get to a place where you are weak, you are weary, you are down, and you feel like giving up, when you go into the inner chambers and you call upon the Holy Spirit, He would give you strength. The Bible says that for they that wait upon the Lord would renew their strength. Rely on the strength and the direction of the Holy Spirit. As long as you are connected to the Holy Spirit, He would tell you how to build, and He would reveal to you the tactics and the strategies of the enemy and give you the ability and the capacity to be able to deal with the enemy and to fight him. And the final point, never overestimate your strength. Never overestimate. I didn't say underestimate. I said never overestimate. Why? Because the Bible says that we should not think of ourselves highly than we ought to. There are many, many people, the moment they begin to build and, you know, things seems to be going well and people begin to praise them, people begin to look up to them, they begin to feel like they are something much more. Remain humble. Never ever overestimate your strength. Never ever overestimate your success. Never ever overestimate your ability. Remain a humble heart. The Bible says that God would always give grace to the humble, but He would humiliate the proud. Understand this. Where you have built to is somebody's starting point. Number two, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing you are doing that is so mighty that the world has never seen before. Number three, it is not just about building, it is about ensuring that what we are building remains. Therefore, as you go through all the plans, the resolutions in this season to build something for yourself, for God, for your family, and for the kingdom, understand this. Just like Nehemiah, God is also calling you to build a spiritual and physical defense around the things He's calling you to build. Let us not just be people that are building, but let us be people that ensure that what we build remains. Shalom, and God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassador Center on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Center, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hale, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.